Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Daniel Gillum.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Lunchtime Classics, whether you're here in the performance studio or listening live at 90.5 or on the web at WUOL.org. We have a fantastic program today, because we will get to hear the winners of the 13th annual Macaulay Chamber Music Competition, which is sponsored by the Chamber Music Society of Louisville. Ensembles ranging from middle school age all the way through to college age. Quintets, quartets, trios, everything that you can imagine is here today on Classical 90.5. I'll talk with Brenda Key later to learn more about the Macaulay Chamber Music Competition, but right now we're going to hear Celli de Quattro, four cellists, Hannah Soren, Catherine Garrett, Jonathan York, and Jack Peterson. Their coach is Paul York. They're going to be playing the Consecration Hymn, Opus 65, of Friedrich Grützmacher. Thanks a lot, guys. That was the Celli da Quattro Ensemble, four cellos. Beautiful sound, isn't it? Warm sound. Hannah Sorin, Jonathan York, Catherine Garrett, Jack Peterson, all cellist, and their coach is Paul York, and they were the high school honorable mention in the 13th annual Macaulay Chamber Music Competition sponsored by the Chamber Music Society of Louisville. They're all here today on Classical 90.5 during Lunchtime Classics. Setting up now is a trio of wind instruments, a flute, clarinet, and bassoon. The flutist is Katie Lozier, hope I'm saying the names correctly, Keenan Larson, clarinet, Jacqueline Royce, bassoon, and their coach is Dennis Robinson. They were the high school second prize. They're called Los Tres Suaves. One of my favorite things about this competition is hearing the names of the ensembles. They're so much fun. You'll hear some more fun names later today. But right now, the Los Tres Suaves, performing Fragments by Robert Mushinsky on Classical 90.5, part of the 13th annual Macaulay Chamber Music Competition Winner's Recital on Lunchtime Classics. Thank you. Fantastic job. That was Los Tres Suaves, a wind trio featuring Katie Lozier flute, Keenan Larson clarinet, and Jacqueline Royce bassoon. They're all coached by Dennis Robinson. They were the second prize winners in the high school division of the 13th annual Macaulay Chamber Music Competition, and they were performing the fragments of Robert Mushinsky. We're listening to the winners of the Macaulay Chamber Music Competition on Classical 90.5. during Lunchtime Classics, and setting up right now are the Thoroughbred Brass. They won honorable mention in the college division, and their ensemble is made up of Julian Kaplan and Michael Holland trumpeters, John Morgan Bush horn player, Phil Steinmetz trombone, and Beth McDonald tuba, and they're coached by Dale Warren and Mark Clodfelter. Thanks for being here, guys, and we're going to hear the first movement from the third quintet by Victor Ewald. Thank you. And that was the Thoroughbred Brass. They won the honorable mention in the college division. We heard trumpeters Julian Kaplan and Michael Holland, tuba player Beth McDonald, trombonist Phil Steinmetz, and horn player John Morgan Bush. Their coaches are Dale Warren and Mark Clodfelter, and performing a movement from a quintet by Victor Ewald. They are part of the 13th annual Macaulay Chamber Music Competition. They're all here today. I think we have as many instruments as we do people here today on Classical 90.5. It's a full house, but some great performances. We'll talk with Brenda Key a little later and learn more about the Macaulay Chamber Music Competition, now in its 13th year. But right now we have four clarinets, three regular clarinets, it looks like, and a bass clarinet. They're called Up Top, and they won the third prize in the college division. Natalie Lair, Hannah Hanke, and Dennis McElroy, clarinetist, and we also have Gunnar Hirth, bass clarinet player, in this quartet, and their coach is Scott Wright. This is the first movement from a divertimento by Alfred Uhl on Classical 90.5 and during Lunchtime Classics. Thank you. thank you very much, guys, performing and girls, performing the first movement from the Divertimento by Alfred Uhl. That's a group called Up Top. They were the third prize winners in the college division. And we heard clarinetist Natalie Lair, Hannah Hanke, Dennis McElroy, Gunnar Hirth, and their coach is Scott Wright. We're going to get back to the music in a little bit, but right now I'm going to ask Brenda Key and Jackie Roski to come to the front. They're going to talk about the Macaulay Chamber Music Competition. Brenda Key is in her 13th year as director, and I tell you what, it's a fantastic program. These are great players. How do you do it?
How do I do it?
Yes. They do it. Well, you put all this together. It's amazing.
Well, it's a lot of coordination, a lot of mailings, and to inform people throughout the state, really. There are ensembles from not just from Louisville, but from other parts of the state. So I send out lots of mailings to people, to school systems in Jefferson County and nearby counties.
So here today, what schools are represented?
Well,
a few of them, maybe.
In terms of the colleges, University of Kentucky and Campbellsville University are the colleges that are represented today.
Okay.
And in terms of the pre-college students, I can't really tell you all the schools. I mean, because they come from
they
come from various schools. In this case, this year, they're all either Jefferson County or from Lexington. Mm-hmm. Some students are members of the Central Kentucky Youth Orchestra. We had several ensembles to participate from the Central Kentucky Youth Orchestra in Lexington. One of the ensembles is from YPASS here, mm-hmm. in the high school, mm-hmm. the high school groups. And then other than that, there are just a variety of schools within Jefferson mm-hmm. County, both public and private.
And you're in your 13th year. When you started this 13 years ago, did you have a vision for how long or how big this would be?
No, not really. The Chamber Music Society started this really as a means of, they were thinking in terms of audience development. How do we develop future audiences for chamber music? And so someone came up with the idea, well, you know, if young people are involved in participating in chamber music and making music together, they'll be more likely to be audience members in the future. And so we started the competition, and it's just been wonderful, the responses that we've gotten from students, because none of this kind of thing was going on. These mm. kids were not participating in chamber ensembles like this, and they really love it. They just have so much fun doing it. And we've had ensembles that have stayed together, you know, particularly the pre-college ensembles have stayed together for some years. We have one ensemble here, the Fairy Trio,
yes,
today.
Right.
This is their third year. 2 years ago, the youngest member was 8 years old. And so they've matured over
for three years
now. even in the high school, when we first started, we had a quartet. They were called the Veg-Tet Quartet because they were all vegetarians. As you said, it's interesting
the names,
how they come up
yeah.
with the names. But they stayed together for several years. As one member would graduate, they'd replace the member, pretty much like the, you know, Juilliard does.
Sure,
if
like
somebody
a real
leaves,
ensemble.
Then they
sure.
they keep the name but replace the members. So it's been interesting how it has developed.
Well, I'm so
years.
Impressed with their professionalism and their enthusiasm and dedication. I guess you are too. I mean,
yes.
every year, are you surprised?
I am. I'm constantly amazed at what they do. And, you know, we never know, you know, 1 year to the next, mm-hmm. How many ensembles we have. Actually, this year was the largest participation that we've had to date. We had 29 applications.
Wow.
Of ensembles to participate. Before that, I think the second year we had 24.
Wow.
That was the second largest. The first year we started with 7. So mm-hmm. you can see how it has.
So that's maybe changed. Over 100 kids playing.
Over 100. That's right. It's
wow.
it's over 100. I think it's 111, 113 this year.
Fantastic. Well, this is the 13th year, and it's a little bittersweet for you because
right.
you are stepping down as director.
That's right.
How does it feel? Do you feel like you've accomplished something, or do you feel like there's so much more you could do?
Well, it's. You know, I felt like it's been a nurturing process through the years, trying to find ways to, first of all, to spread the word about the competition, to make sure that people know about it, and to encourage teachers and to enter their students. So, you know, I feel like it's been a nurturing process over these 13 years, and I think it's on a pretty solid footing now. I think people recognize the name Macaulay mm-hmm. Competition, and I think being able to perform here on mm-hmm. WUOL, as we have for the past about 4 or 5 years yeah. now, I think, has helped to make it more visible in the community as well, and also provides another motivation or incentive for the participants, because they love coming here and doing this and hearing themselves on radio or on Insight sure. Cable, as we have today.
Well, we always make room for the Macaulay Chamber Competition. It's such a fantastic program. They fill the halls if you were here before, you could hear them warming up in the hallways, and they just fill the hallways with music. Mm-hmm. It's never easy to brag about yourself, so I'm going to ask Jackie Roski to come up and brag for you, because she's going to say a few things about your service for these 13 years with the Macaulay Chamber Music Competition. Jackie Roski is the president of the Chamber Music Society of Louisville. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you for having me. Actually, this is a bittersweet moment, because this is when we have to sort of say goodbye to Brenda. For those of you that are not aware of it, she is retiring this year from U of L, and she's going to be moving to Washington, D.C. to be with her husband more full-time than in the past, because he works for the National Endowment for the Arts. And it's a very bittersweet moment, I have to say. Excuse me. She has been really such a phenomenal person, developing this competition basically single-handedly. And she has, I think, carried out our vision for what we wanted from it. But it's been just an incredible experience to see what she's done with this. And we're going to have a wonderful new person taking over for her at U of L, Crystal Wallace Boaz. But she's filling some very big shoes. And I just want to say thank you to Brenda.
Thank you. Thanks, Jackie.
Well, thank you both for what you do for the classical world in Louisville, the Chamber Music Society of Louisville, and for the Macaulay Chamber Competition. We'll get back to the music now with, let's see here, the Campbellsville University String Quartet. They were the second prize winners in the college division, and they're going to be playing the first movement of the Barber String Quartet No. 1, Opus 11. The performers are Jun Kim and Sungman Lee, violinist, Wansu Cho, viola, and Felix Borges, cello, and their coach is Saulo Almeida on Classical 90.5 during Lunchtime Classics.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. That was the Campbellsville University String Quartet. They won second prize in the college division in the 13th annual Macaulay Chamber Music Competition. We heard violinist June Kim, Sungman Lee, violist Wansu Cho, and cellist Felix Borges, and their coaches Saulo Almeida. The first movement of the Barber String Quartet in B minor, Opus 11. We are listening to the winners. This is the winners' concert on Classical 90.5, Lunchtime Classics. And coming up now, a real treat, the Fairy Trio. Mary Gail Richardson violin, Ann Richardson cello, and Kahoru Amano piano. Their coach is Nancy Albrink, and they're performing the first movement from the piano trio in D minor of Gabriel Fauré.
Thank you.
Fantastic job, ladies. The Fairy Trio, the middle school first prize winner, Mary Gail Richardson violin, Ann Richardson cello, and Kahoru Amano piano. They're coached by Nancy Albring. That was the Fairy Trio performing the first movement from the piano trio in D minor of Fauré. We're moving into the first prize winners now of the 13th annual Macaulay Chamber Music Competition, sponsored by the Chamber Music Society of Louisville. And coming up next, a group called The Scorpions. They're not as scary as their name sounds. They're all playing string instruments, so that's good. But they were the first prize winner in the high school division. Heiju Sun is the violinist. Jonathan Karp, also violin. Adam Wolfbrandt, viola. And Amanda DiMascio, cello. Their coach is Leah Hagel. They're going to be performing the first movement of the string quartet number 1 of Dmitri Shostakovich on Classical 90.5.
Thank you.
On Classical 90.5 and during Lunchtime Classics, the Scorpions. They were the first prize winner in the high school division of the 13th annual Macaulay Chamber Competition, Chamber Music Competition, with violinist Heju Sun and Jonathan Karp, violist Adam Wolfbrandt, and cellist Amanda Nemascio. And their coach is Leah Hagel. The first prize winners, the Scorpions. They were performing the first movement of the String Quartet No. 1 of Dmitri Shostakovich. Now to our final group this afternoon, and also a string quartet, the first prize winners in the college division. They're called the Niles Quartet, violinist Ella Chang and Jessica Shao, violist Lauren Nelson and cellist Andrea Kleesaddle. Their coach is Benjamin Karp, and they're performing the third movement of the Prokofiev String Quartet No. 2, live on Lunchtime Classics here on Classical 90.5. Thank you. On Classical 90.5, the Niles Quartet, the first prize winners in the college division of the 13th Annual Macaulay Chamber Music Competition, sponsored by the Chamber Music Society of Louisville. Thank you all so much for being here. They were performing the third movement of the String Quartet No. 2 of Prokofiev, and we heard violinist Ella Chang and Jessica Chow, Laura Nelson, viola, and Andrea Kleesaddle, cello. Their coach is Benjamin Carp. We've been hearing all of the winners from the 13th Annual Macaulay Chamber Music Competition. You can see this performance on Metro TV 25, Sunday at 9 o'clock, and visit louisvilleky.gov for more information about that. You can find out more about Lunchtime Classics at wuol.org. Next week is not a live performance because of our spring drive, but you can hear our best of at 12 noon next Wednesday. A thank you to Brenda Key and Jackie Roski for bringing these wonderful performers here today. Also, thank you to Andrew High, our audio engineer, and a special thanks to our morning host, Carol Larson, who helped out with logistics today. I'm Daniel Gillum, and you've been listening to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, Louisville's Fine Art Station. Thank you.